Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Bears General Manager Ryan Pace here in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. Ryan, we're wrapping up the week here. The three practices have already been conducted. Only the game is left. How much stock do you put in terms of evaluation into the game itself?
The game's important. You know, Larry, there's certain guys that are kind of gamers, and you know, practice might be solid, but when the lights come on game day, they kind of turn it up. So there's definitely a lot of stock in the game. Our whole staff is remaining here for the game, all the scouts. So it'll be good to see those guys perform tomorrow.
Do you see a lot of that on tape? Maybe you see a guy in practice, and you guys have been here for three practices, and maybe he's only average in practice, but then you put that game tape on and it just pops off.
Definitely. And there's certain positions I think that kind of accelerates for more, one being running back. I mean, Jordan Howard's the guy that comes to mind. We go through mini camps and OTAs last year, and Jordan's solid. We get in the game-like atmospheres, and he really turns it on. So I think the running backs, when you're going full speed, full bore, those guys will separate themselves a little bit.
Here at the Senior Bowl, you've been with these guys, over 50 guys on the team, 24/7 pretty much. How do you take what you learned here and factor it into a draft evaluation?
It's all part of the equation, you know, and this year we've just gotten more in depth from this experience. So it's been really good. Our scouts have done a good job throughout the year with a lot of their background, a lot of their character. But being here firsthand with them, really feeling their personalities, an entire week of interaction, that's invaluable. It's been good.
What are some things that you look for? What are some things that maybe people, obviously, you know, you want someone that's attentive in meetings. You want someone that understands, doesn't really make the same mistake twice. What are some of the little things that maybe people wouldn't realize that you were looking for? Because I know you're watching everything.
And it's not just the meetings. It's being with them in the team meals. It's walking to and from practice with them. It's just constant interaction. So you can tell the guys that are focused, the guys that are locked in, the guys that take good coaching, can take it from the classroom to the field, how they interact with their teammates, how they interact with the coaches. There's just a lot of little things that just add up throughout the week.
Some of these guys you normally would bring in for a pre-draft visit, some of these guys you would interview at the combine, you don't have to do that now. So does this give you an opportunity maybe to talk to more players?
It opens up kind of a bigger pool for us, because some of these guys we're going to have enough information on from this experience. And we did a little bit of that last year here too. We kind of created a combine-like interview here as well. So what it does is you can check that guy off the list and say, okay, we're good on this player. Let's add some additional players to interview at the combine, or maybe bring in for our 30 visits.
Real interested in finding out about the process in terms of evaluating a guy and maybe setting a draft grade. Can you just kind of take me from beginning to end in terms of setting the board and giving the guy a grade? Does he get a letter grade? Does he get a number grade? How does that whole thing work?
The process is long, and there's probably, you know, 30 steps in the getting a final grade. But initially, we have grades from the combine, who we belong to. Our area scout will go into that school and place a grade on a player. We'll have an over-the-top scout go through that school, place a grade on the player as well. Josh Lucas, myself, Mark Sadowski could go through there as well. Then we have a scout that's assigned a position, a cross-check position, so that guy will come through. So just by the end of the scouting process, we could have four or five grades on a player.
When you say grades, so do you give them like 1 through 10? Do you give them A, B, C, D, F?
It's a numerical grading scale. Okay. So, and they could be all different kinds of grades and a wide variety. Our coaches will come through and grade guys. Along the way, we're going to the All-Star Games. We're going to the Combine. We're having this experience. So it's all factored in. It's pretty a long process, but by the end of the day, you know, the task for myself and Coach Fox is to take all these different opinions and come to one common final grade that we feel good about.
Basically, it's just you set your draft board based on those final grades that you set,
and
it's just
basically. And then there's other things factored in as well. I mean, we have our final grade based on his overall football talent, but then you have other factors coming into the grade that could be his character or his medical, or his football intelligence, or scheme fit, that can basically color code that grade and kind of change it a little bit.
So when is that final grade set? Let's say the draft is at the last weekend in April.
I would say our final grades are set probably about, final grades are set probably about 2 weeks before the draft.
Okay, great. Great stuff. Excellent information, Ryan. I really appreciate your time here in Mobile. And thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.